This is the Pipeline Mag podcast. Today, two research studies and a corporate write-up on why noisy AI code review gets tuned out by developers.
Before we start, this episode was generated by AI from a Pipeline Mag article, and the hosts are synthetic voices.
It sounds counterintuitive to pay money specifically so an automated code review tool keeps quiet.
But if you look at what was happening on Christine Seaman's team before they rebuilt their internal reviewer, you can see why they made that trade.
What were they dealing with? Was the bot feedback really generating that much noise?
It was extreme. She wrote in July about a pull request that Git ignored a single directory, one line of code, 10 characters long, that came with a description running 1,430 characters, which engineers were still expected to read in full.
1,430 characters of description for a 10-character code change?
Exactly. More broadly, she described a bot commenting on a pull request and a second bot replying to it. Comment threads a human engineer still had to read in full.
So developers were spending their time reading arguments between two automated bots in their inbox?
That's the exact noise Wealthfront's engineering team set out to fix by rebuilding its internal reviewer this year, publishing their results on August 3rd for Iris Code Review.
And their solution to bot noise was adding even more AI models into the review process?
Essentially, yes. Iris runs Anthropic's Opus 4 as lead reviewer. When Opus 4 flags something that might be a real problem, it doesn't just post the comment right away.
It spawns additional agents to debate it first?
It spawns two more agents, one on GPT-5 arguing the concern is real, and one on Gemini 3.0 Flash arguing it isn't. Opus 4 weighs both before a human sees anything, per Wealthfront's write-up.
Three vendors' worth of model time gets burned largely to talk itself out of speaking?
That's the trade. The team wanted to pay $20 per review, and were happy to wait 15 minutes or more for fewer wrong comments. What they built runs cheaper and faster while cutting the noise anyway.
Spends about $4 and 10 minutes of compute on nearly every code change, and counts it a success when the AI has nothing to say.
Which is the opposite of how every AI review product on sale is pitched. On how much it catches, not how little it says. And the review stays advisory, not a gate. Peer review is blocking, but AI review is not.
So human review isn't disappearing. It's just relocating while AI takes the first pass. But why spend $4 on compute to buy silence?
Because low signal review has a measured fate, getting ignored. Look at the mining study of 31,073 review and feedback pairs across 239 GitHub repositories, titled, Is Agentic Code Review Helpful?
What did that study discover about agentic review comments?
It found agentic review comments accepted only 36.4% of the time and rejected 56.3%, mostly for being false positives, redundant, or out of scope.
And that included comments from tools like CodeRabbit. That matches the separate MSR 2026 study on pull requests scraped from AI dev.
That study measured the same flood Seaman described from inside her team's inbox. Across 3,109 pull requests that reached the commented review state, 60.2% of closed AI-only reviewed ones carried a signal rating between 0 and 30%.
And those pull requests merged at 45.2%, against 68.37% for human-only review.
Two research teams, watching different populations, measured the same fate. Low-signal review doesn't get corrected, it gets tuned out.
That's the cost Seaman named with her team's rule of thumb, borrowed from her CEO. Return on attention. Every word asked of a reader has to be worth what it costs them.
If you're the engineer opening a pull request and finding 8 bot comments waiting, this is what's being decided. Whether your reviewer is tuned to fill that thread or stay out of it, and whether you're allowed to mark a comment actively harmful and have that count against the tool.
But there's a serious counterargument to quiet review. Does a quieter reviewer actually keep code safe, Or does it just route bugs past humans who miss them anyway?
Code Rabbit, whose own comments were part of what the mining study measured, made the case for the opposite premise in a June post titled, "We Watch Developers Approve Bugs in 30 Seconds."
What did they watch happen in those 30-second review competitions?
At competitions run at app.js, JS Nation, and React Summit conferences, a chunk of the room would confidently wave buggy code through. They found the obviousness of a bug had almost nothing to do with whether people caught it at speed.
Now, Code Rabbit is a vendor arguing for its own product, so that's framing, not evidence. But the logic holds. A quieter reviewer that routes more code past a human who misses obvious bugs at a glance just relocates the failure.
Right. The same blind spot problem traced through Ghost Commit's prompt injection attacks, where reviewers and code writing agents don't see the same things.
Do Wealthfront's own numbers settle whether Iris is actually catching bugs?
Not fully. The post reports a large drop in comments rated 1 or 2. Actively harmful feedback sits at the bottom of its 5-point scale, and only a small increase in the 4s and 5s that mark a caught bug. Modest where it matters most.
So it reduced actively harmful noise, but barely increased caught bugs.
Exactly. What gets measured throughout is engineer satisfaction with the comment, self-reported inside Wealthfront, while the mining studies measure acceptance or rejection in the open. Neither counts a defect that reached production anyway. An escaped bug baseline isn't in the post.
Read across from what's published, quieter review looks like better tuned review, not necessarily review that catches more.
What the vendor pitch and Wealthfront's write-up skip past is that a rating scale starting at actively harmful admits an AI reviewer's output can score below 0. Every review tool on sale is measured by what it finds. Iris is measured on whether it should have spoken at all. And the engineer holding the pen on that judgment is the bottleneck nobody in this category has priced in yet.
That's the episode. The full article with the sources is at pipelinemag.ai.